100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we got some stories this week on a very strange topic of Archimedes. Yeah, that is kind of a weird topic. So let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and we'll come back and some final thoughts. All right?
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the prompt word this week is Archimedes. So here's my 100-word story. It's called A Wet Towel on the Bathroom Floor. Honestly, I'm right at the end of my tether. I don't know why, but he's been drawing circles in the sand. When I went out to hang his wet towel up, he's screaming at me, "Don't disturb my circles!" It's going to be the last thing he says. And if one more person tells me I have to make allowances because he's a highly intelligent man, no. Can a highly intelligent man pull his own bath plug out? Yeah, our Archimedes can't. What the fuck's he doing up there? He's certainly not washing himself. I mean it. Last thing he says. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I'm always on a mission to find new and interesting methods of shuffling people off their mortal coil. But it can be hard to innovate when you've tried it all before. There's not really much choice outside the usual strangling, stabbing, and shooting. And all those unusual and fun ways you see in the movies can be a pain to set up and are rarely successful. I always fancied the toaster in the bath method. But the fuses always blow before you can do any damage. Then I had my Archimedes moment. Why not simply bypass the fuse board? Eureka!
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Archimedes received an envelope in the mail for years. He opened that envelope to find it empty. But he kept all those envelopes, neatly organized by dates, in a shoebox under the bed. One day, a man arrived in town asking for him. "Your instructions." He rushed to his room. He unfolded all the envelopes open, and there it was, a map. He followed the map, and at the location, he found a box. "Oh my God, I'm filthy rich!" Ah, his uncle, his only surviving relative, the trickster. Good thing he hadn't thrown any of the envelopes away. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of norvaljoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 852 with a prompt of Archimedes. Tom Archimedes, no? No, anyway, here's my story. Bilbert blinked his eyes and shook his head. "There's no difference between magic and a superpower?"
"That's right."
Bilbert scoffed. "I think there's a big difference. With magic,
You cast spells and wave your hands and other mumbo-jumbo. With a superpower, you just have it.
Sabrina rolled her eyes.
That's not what Archimedes said.
Bilbert frowned.
Archimedes? The ancient Greek mathematician?
She sniffed.
Of course not. My uncle Archimedes. Uncle Archie was a real deep thinker, a philosopher mage. He said that true magic doesn't need to be learned or performed. It should be natural to the witch.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is John Shire, and this is my entry in the weekly challenge number 852. This is a 100-word story on the theme of evidence, and the title is Creating Evidence. He found the photo cleaning out the house after his last surviving sister died. 5 sour-faced kids, 2 glowering parents, and the family dog stared back at him from crinkled black and white. He took the photo to the senior center's computer room and asked the young woman working there to scan it. Following his direction, she first erased the parents and then, one by one, his siblings. She was able to press a few buttons and slide her finger to create a smile on the boy's face and move the dog to lean against his leg. Perfect, he thought. So once again, I'm John Shire. You can find me at johnshierer.com. This is my first contribution to the weekly challenge since 2007. I hope it doesn't take me 15 years to come back.
Tora Brazzino here with a story about Archimedes. It was me that gave Archie the idea. He discovered how to calculate the volume of a sphere, or a cone, or pretty much anything. Hiero heard about him and challenged him to find the volume of his crown. He gave Archie a month, or else. Archie forgets about ordinary stuff like bathing when he's thinking. At last I tell him, "You reek, Archie," and I drag him along to the public baths. I see him staring at the water and thinking. Then suddenly he leaps out and runs off, yelling, "Eureka! Eureka!" And the rest is history.
Good morning, this is Richard, and rather surprisingly, I did manage to come up with a story for the fiendish topic, Archimedes. This is it, it's called Perpetual Motion. Grandpa was a little mad, but he did have interesting ideas. Take his perpetual motion machine, for example. A sealed system of a number of tanks and a complex arrangement of Archimedes screw pumps, electromagnetic impellers, dynamos and capacitors. It worked by way of a gravity-fed stream of water from a header tank, driving a dynamo which generated a charge, stored in the capacitors, to power the impellers, driving the screws to pump the water back to the top. It was crazy, but it worked. Well, for 3 years. Outlasting Grandpa. So I guess for him, it was perpetual. Okay, I'm done. Till next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The Archimedes was a Class 7 freighter. Just a big hollow box with a jump engine attached to it. The shipping consortium ran a circuit around the Gamma Rim. Raw ore from one world, robots from another. Grain, water, gold, diamonds, fusion bombs. as long as they got paid, and nobody pointed a gun at them. So when a stray shipment of Rigel fusion bombs went off in Sirius IV's orbit, the consortium stopped coming. Express smugglers happily took up the slack, bringing food, and planning out where to plant the next round of fusion bombs to annoy the consortium.
Word Stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Archimedes. Who would have thought that possible? You know, it'll be even better when you come back next week for the topic of evidence. Go ahead and get writing on those stories. There'll be a few stories this week, here and there, you know, that kind of thing, the usual. It's only been happening for 17 years. And then, after that, well, keep on going. Thank you all for being a part of this, and welcome back, John. And, you know, cool. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.